All right, as previously stated, we are so happy. We're thrilled to have Sister Sanders speaking to us this morning. Church, Sister Sanders does not need much of an introduction because she is Sister Sanders, and that name carries a weight with it. Praise God. Weight worth gold, worth platinum. Praise God. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. Just a moment ago, as we were getting ready for...
Brother Vic? Uh-oh. Brother Vic? Uh-oh.
And I hope we're coming through all right. We had a little glitch just a moment ago, but we hope you can hear us. But Sister Sanders was encouraging me about the devotion that took place last night. And just a few words that she encouraged me with, it really did something to me. So again, Sister Sanders, we encourage, we appreciate everything you're doing, including encouraging us and uplifting us with your devotions as you are this morning. Go right ahead, Sister Sanders.
Good morning, everyone, and I praise the Lord for today is the day that He has made, and He has allowed us to see another brand new day with brand new mercies, and God omnipotent is still on the throne. I do thank God for His mercy and His grace and His loving kindness today, also for this opportunity to give a testimony of praise to Him today. I want to thank God for our wonderful, wonderful leaders. And I do say that in all sincerity, we have, and I'd like to use the word that Sister Elizabeth uses quite a bit, incredible. We have incredible leaders, our pastor and wife, and I do appreciate them so much. I appreciate all the leaders. Brother Vic has, I was telling him, he has an excellent command of both Spanish and English. And what talent that he has, and not only him, all of our leaders have been feeding me the word of God, and I appreciate you today. I appreciate each one who has given a testimony of praise, each one of you that has brought forth Bible studies and lessons and songs and poetry and testimonies. All of it has been such a blessing to me. And I was sharing with our ladies on yesterday at Ladies Prayer, and I say our ladies because there are sisters in the Lord at Truth Church and prayer warriors. Such anointing was in the Ladies Prayer. And Sister Clark sang to us ladies a beautiful song about entering into the chamber with the Lord in the holiest of holies in prayer and closing the door and allowing the Holy Ghost to hover over us. And it was just such an amazing song, and it made me feel such intimacy with the Lord as she was singing that song to us. And the prayer was just so powerful and anointed. And I was sharing with the ladies how I felt like this year I have been on a terrible roller coaster ride emotionally, and that I was praying for stability. And I just want to thank God for Truth Church, because, first of all, I don't know where I'd be without the Lord, but I don't know where I'd be without the church. And I thank you. We do have an incredible church. You know, everything, it's wonderful being out there under the tent. Right now we can bear it. There's no rain or cold weather. It's wonderful to be outside and getting the praises out in the air to those that are surrounding us. And just the organization that's in the church, how everything is working so smoothly, and all of the talent and ability of each one that is doing certain things, you know, setting up and I don't know, all the many, many things that is being done right now. I just really thank God, the little kids coming to the altar. It's just amazing, everything that's taking place, and I'm in awe. I just sit there, and I just praise the Lord. I'm in awe, and I just thank God. This is July 2020, and look what we've gone through thus far. And we're only halfway through this year. But I'm believing God for great things today. And I'm going to cut this really short, but I have a parable a proverb, and a song.
Take your time this morning, Sister Sandra. Take your time.
All right. A parable in Matthew 13:34. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that he might fulfill which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. So the Lord spoke in parables. And then in Matthew 11:25, it says, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. And I have a testimony. My testimony is a parable, a proverb, and a song. And if you would allow me to use this parable as my testimony today, it's found in the book of Matthew, chapter number 13. And it talks about, it says again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And then it goes on to say in 45, it says again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And you know, when I read these two scriptures, I think, I know there's a lot of people say that it's Jesus, you know, they have a lot of different thoughts on the meaning of these parables. But, and I know the scripture is of no private interpretation, but when I read these scriptures to me, it lets me know that I know Jesus found me. He wasn't lost. I was the one that was lost, and thank God he found me. But when he found me, he opened up my understanding to the mysteries of the kingdom of God. I don't understand all things, but I understand the practical things, the beautiful things, the doctrine of salvation, the oneness of God, the water baptism in Jesus' name, it being filled with the Holy Ghost, living a holy and a sanctified life, commemorating him through our communion services and all of these beautiful and wonder, the power that's in the blood, the power that's in the name, all of these hidden things that before I had no knowledge of. But when God opened up my understanding, and he still reveals things to me bit by bit, it's immense. It's so great and wonderful. It says, when scripture comes to mind, it says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how I think it goes, how unsearchable are his riches and his ways past finding out. And God reveals them to us little by little. He just opens up our understanding. And now that God has revealed these truths and these treasures to me, I want to throw away all carnality, all temporal things, to grasp hold of those things that are eternal. There's nothing. Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. So that's my parable. And then I want to go to a proverb. And I think everyone knows this proverb quite well. It's found in Proverbs chapter 4. And I hope I can find it. I had it, but I lost it. But it says, buy the truth and sell it not. And then it also talks about wisdom. Oh, here it is. It says, it's Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. It says, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And wow, this truth is amazing, what God has revealed to us. And you know what? Regardless of all the commotion and the turmoil that's going on in this world today, we are in a different kingdom. When Jesus witnessed to Pilate, he says, "My kingdom is not of this world." And we know that we are in the kingdom of God. We are children of the light. And I thank God for that. That's my proverb. And now I have a song. And at the end of this song, I'm done. I have training this morning. So if you will listen to my song, and Brother Vic, anytime you want to conclude, you are welcome to do so. I love everyone. God bless you, and have a Jesus day. Here's my song.
Now, Sister Sanders, are you there?
I'm there, and my song is coming. Here it is.
Okay, okay. Yes, go right ahead.
Technology.
It's all right.
I love you.
you, Sister Sanders. Thank you. Gracias, hermana Sanders. What an anointing that we have felt on this call this morning from start to finish with Sister Sanders, a parable, a proverb, and a song. How original that was and how heartfelt and genuine that it was. And I know for a fact, I have several people right now, some of our sisters who are touched and blessed by this message this morning. Thank you for your encouraging and uplifting message this morning, Sister Sanders. Praise God. It'll be up on our website, I hope, by later this afternoon for anyone who missed it. Praise God. And with that said, church, we want to welcome everyone to our couple's devotion this evening at 7:15 p.m. Boy, church, I'm feeling this anointing this morning. Why don't we just thank God right now? Whew, let's pray. Let's pray and thank God for what we're feeling, what the Lord is doing in our church. Lord Jesus, we thank you. First of all, we thank you for Sister Sanders, Elder Sanders, and Sister Sanders, the spirits of just men and women made perfect, Lord God. And we thank you for the words that they've given us, these words of experience, anointed words, Lord God, that you've given to us through the mouth of our Sister Sanders, Lord Jesus. Help us to get a hold of them. Help us to buy the truth and sell it not, Lord God. Oh, we don't want to give it up for anything, Lord Jesus. Oh, but instead we want to multiply it. We want to make it grow in us so it'll reach out and help somebody else, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, church, as we finish up today, why don't you just go into your prayer closet. That's what I plan to do for a little bit this morning, and just get a hold of what God has given us this morning through Sister Sanders. God bless all of you, and have a great day. In Jesus' name, amen.